All right.
You asked about the Grays, aren't you?
I certainly did. The Grays. Everything you can tell us about their motives, about what they really are, about those who drive them, what they look like, whatever.
I will tell you the only thing that I know about the Grays, and my research has led me to believe, based upon some solid remote viewing data, and I don't know a lot about them. I don't understand them. But I will tell you this, the incident with Travis Walton, the Travis Walton abduction, which is a pretty famous case in ufology.
Yes, it is.
That case, when we put ourselves where he went, and it was a physical event, he wasn't lying, he really was beamed up into something, somewhere. That somewhere had five Grays, five entities that almost exactly matched the description that people have given them.
Oh, I completely believe Travis. I've interviewed him several times.
Oh, he's been on your show?
Several times. No question about it. That was a real McCoy. I interviewed Travis, and I interviewed his boss and several others, and the whole story is just incredible and obviously true. That would be my judgment.
Well, as remote viewers, we are not biased by reports. We prefer to do the work in the, because we have direct access to the truth, and that's why I'm in this business. But
you seem to have direct access to information. Whether or not it's always the truth, I don't know.
Remote viewers, when they access the universal mind, when their minds connect with that, with what we call the matrix, that's what we call it. It's facts. Let's drop the word truth. The facts, just the facts, ma'am. The facts in the Travis Walton case are that his report about what these entities look like is basically correct. They do look like the heretofore described Grays, the description of these things.
Right.
And anything beyond that, I honestly don't know.
Motivations? I mean, are they, for example, individually intellectual creatures? Are they a hive mind? Are they a creation of others?
The only other thing I understand about, I don't know. They could just as easily be a bionic creatures created by others. We haven't researched it. We have not looked really into that. I think it would be, what we wanted to do was actually have a tete-a-tete with them, meet them, and have them tell us what they are. Because I would rather do that than try to research. Remote viewing is difficult. It's hard work. It's a whole lot easier to sit down, you know, and tap them on the shoulder and say, okay, we could see that you would land here or you'd be here. Tell us about yourself. So here's one thing we do know, however. Their brain structure is extremely different than ours, to the point where, and I think I've mentioned this before, remember in Whitley Strieber's original book, Communion, where he says that he was in a sort of a catatonic state and this bug-eyed creature was looking at him. He perceived it to be possibly female, and he was frozen in terror.
Yes.
And the question was, did he ask some questions? Well, these things are not necessarily masochistic. The way their brain is structured, they don't have a bicameral brain. It's a solid unit. And their emotional system is very, very different. It takes them approximately 6 seconds to process our emotions, to see that they're frightening us. So while you think you're getting this blank stare, actually I don't think they have eyelids, that you're getting this stare and you think that they're purposeless, they don't care about you.
They've not yet digested what it is.
Correct.
That's
they
coming from you. Okay, that's interesting.
They haven't integrated the emotion. It takes them that long before they back out and they realize they scared you. They're very, very physiologically different than we are. Whether or not they are created by bionic beings or created in a test tube by another race, their progenitors or whatever, I don't know.
Do you know anything about their intentions? Are they friendly or benign or not?
I know that there is a race very far away, possibly in another galaxy, that watches them. I don't know what the connection is. Those particular controllers, I call them, and so they're very far away.
Controllers?
I call them controllers, yeah. They appear to be running things, at least in this galaxy.
Well, that starts to answer the question about whether they're puppets or...
No, it really doesn't, because I don't. There's no chain of custody between that we've established between the controllers and the Greys. Are they just observing what the Greys are doing as well as observing
or
everybody else?
Or orchestrating it.
Yes, I don't know if that's the case. So I don't know who the progenitors of the Greys are at all. But I do know that if we get further into this and we do have contact, we'll probably meet our own progenitors. So this system, we know as viewers, as professional viewers, manipulated DNA in the Rift Valley a long time ago, hominid DNA, and made us what we are today, good or bad. So they may not be our progenitors, but they did manipulate us. But they did manipulate humans and human DNA a long time ago, millions of years ago.
Well, to many, that will make them our gods, our creators.
Well, and harking back to my point about Whitley, one of the things that he tried in his mind to say, if you remember from the book, to this bug-eyed Gray, was, you have no right. I quote, unquote, you have no right.
Yes.
And the transmission back was, we do. And my premise is that there's only two people that have the right to do that to you, your parents and your creator.
There you go. So you tend toward believing the latter.
I'd rather go with facts than beliefs, because I don't trust my own mind. We're so fallible, aren't we? We make wrong decisions all the time. That's why viewing is the way I go when I want facts. Yes, some juncture, somebody holds my feet to the fire and says, what do you believe about them? I could probably try to pull a rabbit out of the hat, but honestly, this time I don't think I can. I don't know what to believe about them. But I'm hanging some hopes on contact, because I see mankind going down really fast, really, really fast. And I've talked to some Hollywood types, some directors, and they agree with me that probably the only thing that could get mankind to look up and away again, instead of towards nuclear weapons and warfare and
yes,
all this,
yes,
is contact. So that's why it's so important to me. That's what I've decided, why I've decided to commit resources.
That is a true statement. I'm not sure what could possibly lead us from what otherwise appears to be an inevitable, disastrous road.
I agree. We're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, except contact. That very well might do it, but it would have to be a benign, teaching, fatherly
mentor
kind of and then too, if information that they were our creators came with this, Ed, I'm not so comfortable that it would be digested without a great deal of violence and disruption, frankly.
We need mentorship, and we're probably a work in progress. I don't think
religious belief in this country, and if you think it's something in this country, where I'm headed in the Philippines, it runs the government, brother. So, you know, it would be so incredibly disruptive, Ed, to find out that others created us.
I think we're a work in progress.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we've made that much progress. That kind of word would be disruptive to the point of perhaps no return, in my opinion.